All right, once in a while, I get even more enamored with direct instruction than I usually am. And I want to make sure that you have put pieces of information together by stuffing them in your ears. There are four things that don't directly influence causal interpretability. Okay? Participant selection. Who is in your study does not directly impact causal interpretability. It's entirely possible to have causally interpretable results that you don't care about because you sampled the wrong people. But that's not an internal validity problem. The setting does not have a direct influence on causal interpretability. Whether you're in the field, the laboratory, or a structured setting, if you're clever enough and available in the process is available, you can do random assignment and manipulation. Some things are harder than others. But most of the time, if an IV can't be manipulated, it's because of technology, it's because of ethics, or it's because of your resources, not because of the setting. Data collection. Whether you collect data by observation or self-report does not cause causal interpretability. Sometimes you have to put a lot of investment into getting data. But how you get those data does not by itself determine causal interpretability. And finally, and something we'll spend more time on in the next three portions of the course, the statistical model does not influence internal validity. We will show you settings where with a properly conducted true experiment and a correlational analysis of the data, the results are causally interpretable. In fact, one of the things we're going to do is translate whatever statistical result we have into a correlation-like thing called an effect size. Okay? Now, if I analyze those data with an R or a T or an F, I'm not changing where the data came from or the design that was used. Okay? So, population external validity does not directly impact causal interpretability. Setting does not. Measurement does not. Statistical conclusion validity does not. The two things that do directly impact causal interpretability, some of the first two things you should look for in any article or plan for your own research is participant assignment. Unless you have random assignment of individuals by the researcher before manipulation of the IV, you're sunk. Anything else you do after that cannot win back causal interpretability. And you must have manipulation of the independent variable by the researcher. If you don't have that, you're sunk. Now keep in mind that it's entirely possible to have it's entirely possible to have proper random assignment. That means proper. And have proper IV manipulation. And still not have causally interpretable results. What are the two things that can take a true experiment, which is defined by its process, not by its result? A true experiment is defined by its process. What can take a true experimental process and bung it up so you don't have causal interpretability? What are the two things? What did we do with that random assignment exercise? What did we show ourselves? Random assignment might not work. The random assignment, though properly and beautifully done according to process, might not give initial equivalence. Random assignment is an act of hope. It is not an act of assurance. It is probabilistically based. And even if we have random assignment properly done, and it took, and we have proper manipulation of the independent variable, what else might happen that would screw up causal interpretability? Ongoing equivalence problems. Procedural error. Procedural confounds would not give ongoing equivalence. So you can have a true experiment but not have causal interpretability, either because the random assignment didn't take or because there was some confound introduction after proper and complete random assignment. If you like that confound introduction, what it does is it reminds us that most of our confounds we do to ourselves. Now, attributes that make it harder to causally interpret the results. Things that you should look for. Field experiments. It is harder to control things in the field than in the lab. Doesn't mean you can't, doesn't mean they haven't. But you have to stop and think about it. So as soon as you see that it's a field study, you got to stop and say to yourself, okay, what are the ongoing equivalence confounds that might have been introduced? And simply, longer studies make it harder to maintain ongoing equivalence. Does that make sense? I mean, a study that lasts 40 minutes in a laboratory is going to be easier to build cause around than something that takes 18 months and they're at home, except for an hour a week that they come in if they show. Excellent. Excellent.